Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist of the National Association of Manufacturers. We've known him a long time ago when he was running the economic group over there in the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and he's one of our good friends. Chad, welcome back.
It's always fun to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Hard to believe it's been that long, but
I know.
We still look the same. We still look the same.
Haven't changed a bit. No, it's exactly right. It's amazing what that dye can do to your hair. Hey, Chad, Manufacturing Day, what's that all about?
So Manufacturing Day is an annual event that's actually tomorrow. So it's always the first Friday in October. Coincidentally, it's Jobs Day as well, so obviously a lot of focus will be on the jobs tomorrow.
Right.
But that also, you know, you and I have talked about this for a while. The number one issue, in fact, in our latest survey, I'm sure we'll talk about that in the next segment. Our latest survey, eight straight quarters, inability to find talent is the number one issue, and that's.
I'm hearing that every time I was in. I was in a home improvement. I mean, a building. Two different building groups yesterday, and that's the thing that they said unprovoked. That was they just brought that up. Yeah. We can't find installers.
I mean, with the labor market tight, 50-year lows. Also, you add to that baby boomer retirements. That's a big issue. I know you and I have talked about that as well. There's always that. Who is that next generation of worker going to be, right? And Manufacturing Day is really designed to change perceptions about manufacturing as a career, right? When we go out and ask parents and everyone about manufacturing, everyone loves manufacturing. It's like mom and apple pie, right?
Right.
They want more manufacturing in the U.S., et cetera. But when you ask them, would you work for a manufacturer or do you want your son and daughter working for a manufacturer? People still think it's dark, dirty, and dangerous.
Exactly.
And they have these
my dad was a hammersmith.
About blue-collar work.
My dad was a hammersmith. Part of his career was a hammersmith in a steel mill. And I went to the shop and saw what he did, and he was basically the only difference between what he did and a blacksmith in the old livery stable was he had a bigger hammer. It was a pneumatic, a hydraulic hammer. But today, people work in manufacturing, they don't even get their fingers dirty.
And that's part of. Basically, so tomorrow there are more than 2,800 events around the country. It doesn't have to be on October 4th. It could be, some people are having Manufacturing Week or Manufacturing Month. We don't really care.
Right.
Just so long as they get students, especially guidance counselors and parents, into some of their manufacturing facilities. And I think when they do that, they see how manufacturing, I've been on some of these tours. It's pretty cool to see just how advanced some of these facilities
are. You may have heard me say this before, and I've said it on the show many times. I was talking to a man who built a greenfield paper plant a few years ago, and I asked him, how many of your employees use a computer, not just a keyboard, but a computer in the direct performance of their job? This is a paper mill, a brown paper mill, not copy paper. This is household paper. I said, how many use a computer in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%.
Yeah. And in some of these facilities, we say this, I'm sure no one does it, but you can almost eat off the floor. They're so clean.
Yeah.
Right? So, I just think it's a way of changing perceptions, and we actually have shown in
and
some,
the,
some
and
of
the
our
pay,
past,
the pay that they that, make it, is for, good pay, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely a pathway to the middle class. Not everyone has to go on and get a bachelor's degree or master's degree.
You don't need it for a lot of these
jobs. And you can get a really good job in the manufacturing sector, making sometimes six figures, right?
right.
And have some type of certification or something. I mean, it doesn't have to be 4 years. And I think one of the mistakes we continue to make, I'm a former academic, so I can say this, is that we steer everyone towards college. And college is right for a lot of people, but it's not necessarily
right for everyone. A lot more people are pointing out now that a trade school, a tech school, and not getting certainly not getting a liberal arts degree is, you know, when I was coming up, if you had any kind of a degree, you could have a degree in basket weaving, and as long as you had the pigskin, you know, I mean the sheepskin on your wall, you could get invited to an interview. Today, it's not like that. And there was a report recently, I think it was in the Journal, about all the different jobs that pay really well that don't require a college degree.
That's right. Now, the flip side of that is, regarding those college degrees, they're also hiring. And given how advanced manufacturing is today, they're also hiring all those people, right? So manufacturing is competing with the Googles and the Amazons of the world.
We got to take a quick break, Chad. When we come back, there's some new reports out this week that cause a lot of people to blink. And we're going to get Chad to report on that after the break. 20 till, I should say. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.